flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Final hour of the week. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ted. They come your way at 2 o'clock. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Keefe, it's a big sporting event on the horizon out there. No bigger day of the year, some would say.
I think it's one of the 5 best sporting days of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
The Royal Rumble
and WrestleMania. Even when I wasn't watching wrestling, I would watch those two.
They're both in the top 5?
Yes.
Top 5 sporting event? You're nodding back there, Billy? They're both
Billy
in the top 5?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, absolutely.
Mania, Rumble.
Super Bowl.
Yep.
It used to be the NBA draft, but that's Money in the Bank and Survivor Series.
Well, you said they were perfect. They used to have the big 4.
They did.
They had one in each season. They had the Rumble, they had Mania, they had SummerSlam, they had Survivor Series.
And then they tried to like push Money in the Bank at us, and they're like, it's the big 5. We're like, we kind of want too much. Kind of just want the big 4.
One per season.
As Billy said, Royal Rumble begins the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, so what is that? That's the Masters? If we're going to put this in golf terms, is that the Masters?
Well, no. So the WrestleMania is actually the Super Bowl. It happens to take place in April.
So this is Conference Championship Sunday.
That's the FedEx Cup.
So what? Now we're getting there.
Yeah.
What's the Deutsche Bank? So, yeah, it's really like a 4-month run-up where it's like super important, super invested. Everything's for that. Then after Mania, there's always like a big deal right after. They might bring in some new guys or whatever, gals. And then it's kind of like, you know, the diehards follow it for the rest of the time. And then it picks right back up again right now. Nothing like a Rumble. Nothing like a surprise entrant in the Rumble, a surprise winner. It's great. It's legit great.
Didn't you say maybe you and Billy even did this together? Can't you get into like a pool where you like draw a random number and you just get that guy?
Yes. So I've hosted that a few times. It's just like, it's too much work. I didn't do it this year. But yeah, you randomize the order. Everybody gets 1 out of 30.
And you don't know who it's going to be?
No, you have no idea. And if that guy wins, you get all the money.
Do you even know who's in the field?
They announce like half or more than half. Like that's part of their lead up. They'll be like, so-and-so, I'm going to be in there and I'll see you in there, but I'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
But then they hold a bunch of spots for surprises because that's when people really go crazy. And normally like say a guy gets hurt and he's out for like 6 months, they'll keep him on ice and then he'll return for the Rumble and people go bananas.
And that'll
happen with Cena. Cena showed up at the MSG Rumble literally probably 4 months after ripping his pec off the bone. So it was like
peck.
It was literally like a shock. Like, for the most part, nothing's surprising in wrestling anymore because it's all out on the internet.
Remember when Triple H showed up?
This was a genuine surprise.
I got a big pop.
That Cena showed up because he literally had the surgery, couldn't have been months before.
Okay. If you want time well spent, just go on YouTube and look at like surprise entrance or Rumble Returns. Like, Rumble Return. You type that in.
Safe bet.
Man.
Yeah. Really? Crowd reactions are
awesome. Oh, my God.
It's a Friday. I got nothing going on
this
once I get out of here.
This
so
is
man,
what you need
maybe.
To do.
TGIF isn't on anymore.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Well, do I watch Sister, or am I watching Rumble Returns?
And they also know what they're doing. They're like, all right, you have conference championship weekend, nothing.
Yeah.
Then the Super Bowl.
Good move.
There's no longer nothing. There's the Royal Rumble.
Okay, so let's kick that door down. You want to talk some Rumble? 617-779-7937. I'd say Keith and Billy are experts.
I know,
but,
I do. Yeah.
You hear that?
Oh, boy.
That means it's time for the keys. Keith's keys to the Royal Rumble.
Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Royal Rumble is tomorrow night from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sadly, the site of the Patriots losing to the Giants in their second matchup with them in the Super Bowl.
It's also
same
the site.
What does it mean?
It's also the site where all the beat writers go in the combine and eat steaks all week and get hammered. Yeah. That's Indy.
Right. The Xavier Worthy ran the fastest 40 ever just a year ago. Now, 30 men and 30 women will enter the squared circle where only one can be crowned Royal Rumble winner. Here we go. The keys. The winner of the first ever Royal Rumble was Hacksaw Jim Duggan in 1988. The same year, Wayne Gretzky was traded from the Oilers to the Kings, but I was told you can't trade captains in hockey.
In your face, Razor.
Boston has been the host for two Royal Rumbles.
Wow.
Brock Lesnar won in 2003 and Alberto Del Rio in 2011, an event I attended where both Diesel and Booker T got the loudest ovations I've ever heard inside the TD Garden.
Wow.
That counts Celtics playoff games, Bruins playoff games, college hoops, concerts.
Beanpot.
Northeastern graduations.
Doing a wrestling event, Net Pop is still the loudest I've ever been at the Garden.
I swear to God.
I was there when they beat the Lakers. I was there when they came back from the Nets. But when Hulk Hogan came out at SummerSlam to fight Randy Orton, I'm not lying.
I was literally in
the last seat in the house. The building was shaking.
I'm not joking. So Diesel came out because he hadn't been wrestling in a while. Diesel came out and they had like the big rig like entrance. And everyone was like, yeah! And then Booker T's music hit. I've never heard it that loud.
So I was there.
That was a 40-man rumble too, right?
It was the biggest rumble of all time at that time.
When Bergeron got the game winner against Toronto in the first round, I was in the building. That's the loudest I've heard it, but I was not here for these.
Oh, that's the key. Sorry. Yeah, right.
Tom Brady has been in more Super Bowls than Triple H has been in Royal Rumbles.
Chew on that.
Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, became the first wrestler to ever enter the Rumble first and win. This incredible achievement occurred in 1995. The same year, left tackle Tony Boselli was drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He would go on to have a Hall of Fame career, although not in the eyes of Bruce Smith.
Good point. Billy has started, I think, air shaking keys back there. Which
I was just waiting. I'm like, how is he getting the Boselli one in there?
10 wrestlers have won multiple Rumbles, but none have pulled off the Chief Pete.
Yeah, it'd be hard to do that.
However, Cody Rhodes has a chance for the 3 Chief. Unfortunately, he's already scheduled for a ladder match tomorrow against Kevin Owens, but it doesn't mean he can't double book.
Good to know.
One wrestler has won the Rumble 3 times in their career. Can you name him?
The Hulkster.
No.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Correct.
Nice. Good job, Bill.
You want to be the last wrestler in the Rumble. Entrant number 30 has won more times than any other number.
That's like horse racing where you line up in the paddock. It's important, yeah.
John Cena is back for one last Rumble in his career, and the two-time Rumble winner isn't just the ultimate jock. You might know him as Peacemaker in Peacemaker, Ricky Stenicki in Ricky Stenicki, and Vin Diesel's brother in many Fast and the Furious films.
He's a fat brother.
No Derek has ever won the Royal Rumble, and sadly, there are no Dereks on the current WWE roster.
Sounds like that streak's continuing.
No. I was going to ask, but like, there's no characters anymore, so it's not like somebody's fake name could be, his real name could be Derek.
Well, that's, I don't love that about wrestling now. It's not, it's just like first name, last name. It's like right. A lot of UFC fighters. I'm like,
there's no character. Undertaker was the last.
Undertaker was. Do you blame, as good as he is, do you blame John Cena? John Cena was sort of like, John Cena, Randy Orton came at a time where they're like, yeah, first name, last name. Fine.
Right. Like, there were some guys like Seth Rollins. Like, I don't know if that is that his real
not
name.
Not his real name.
You ever? I mean? So it's like, it. They're fake names.
It's just fake name, but it's just a name.
It's just correct. Fake names. Like, yeah. Like, you can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want.
You ever thought about a wrestling name over there? Billy?
Nah, never.
Buck Naked?
Street name, dog name.
I just go Nitro.
Nitro?
Call
Steel?
Tim of the Captain?
Gladiators?
An homage. Yeah.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah, you need a gimmick, though.
Yeah,
that's the key. That's part of it.
Yeah.
You need a gimmick. You need a sweet entrance song. You need a catchphrase.
I take it back. I'd go as the kid from Elf. They're like, hey, it's the kid from Elf in the ring.
Hey,
he's grown up now.
Wayne Corbett, and he's all grown up.
Just dude. J-E-T-S, Jets chance.
But I'm pumped for this. Also, they do have odds. You can't bet on the Rumble everywhere. And I love how everybody's like, how can you bet on scripted?
Can you do
you can bet on the NBA and the NFL.
Yeah, you can bet on Chiefs games. So of course you can do that. So
yeah, some places you can
but
bet
can on. You in Mass? Can you bet on the Rumble?
I don't think on like the standard.
That's what I mean. On like the your typical apps.
I haven't seen it on the standard ones. I've seen it on other places.
Your Kings, your Duel, your Bet. I'm not sure you can do it there. Say it again.
Like a back alley app.
Yeah, like Terp knows a guy. Like we could do it that way. But like yeah.
Terp could for sure bet on the Royal Rumble if he wanted to. But usually, kind of unfortunately, there's not a ton of surprises. Like you don't know when the guys are gonna show up. But because the winner of the Rumble gets to have like a title match at WrestleMania, you're not going to get some scrub winning or some like real shock winning.
So that's the way it works. So you win the Rumble, you're automatically...
That's your thing. And you get to challenge a champion at whatever belt you want, and then you get a WrestleMania match. It used to be like the main event, but now they've sort of altered it to like just a title match. But looking at it, it seems like they're kind of even.
Text line says your wrestling name is Celsius.
I'll take it.
Pretty good.
I'll take it. But so right now, there's kind of like a three-way... Top.
Yeah.
You're listening?
Go on.
But John Cena, because this is like his final run. He's like, I'm doing one last run. Seth Rollins and CM Punk. They're all kind of even.
That's,
it's like,
that's kind of a fake nickname, right?
CM Punk, yeah.
I guess it's kind of a, right?
That's not his real name, no.
No, I'm saying, is that a name? CM Punk is not a name. That's kind of in the vein of making up a character name.
He's a little bit more old school. But like some of the other guys, so like The Rock, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, Jey Uso, like they're all first name, last name.
CM Punk is a Philip.
His name's Philip Brooks.
Hmm.
I think the CM, he was a part of a group way back in the day. I think it stands for Chick Magnet.
I heard it was Chick Magnet. I heard it was Chicago made.
Oh, maybe he pivoted to that. He's like, this is actually cooler.
And Seth Rollins is Kobe Lopez.
Colby Lopez, and he landed on Seth Rollins.
What? Good change. Good move.
You like the change?
Yeah, good move.
Yeah. Also a women's rumble as well, so not to be sexist here, for the last, I don't know, Bill, 5-6 years?
It's going to be about a half a dozen years so far they've done it.
So Charlotte Flair is the heavy favorite to win the women's
now,
rumble
that,
match.
That full, like, how many years in it? 32, 40? How many years? How many are in the women's?
30 for both. 30. Yeah, 30 for both.
Okay.
Nikki Bella, who you recently saw on The Traitors.
Yes.
She has been, like... There's rumor that she could come back.
So
this would be a good time to come back.
Ask you this. Yeah. So that makes more sense. Do they ever do like, this isn't where they're doing like celebrity cameos. You're not just going to get like a celeb.
There have been celebrity cameos.
It has happened.
But the problem is now is the rosters are so big that like those kind of things don't happen anymore.
Yeah. And they lean more heavy on celebrities during Mania. They make a bigger deal out of it. Now they might not all wrestle. Although like Snooki wrestled from Jersey Shore.
At a Mania?
Yes.
Nice.
And so like they
might. She win?
Yeah, she was part of a tag team, and like she actually did like gymnast. She did like three, like,
yeah, she was athletic,
cartwheels and like a back.
Well, Drew Carey was in a Rumble once.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
So you could get the occasional like celebrity, but no.
Him and Mimi.
They went Mimi won, actually, on the Rumble. Nobody could get her out. Like, she's going to be in here a while.
Yeah, she was really good.
They've done that a few times. There's been like China, rest
Johnny
in peace.
Knoxville.
In Knoxville. Knoxville's good.
Huh.
China wrestled in the men's Rumble a couple times.
Oh.
They've had a couple of women before there was like a women's Rumble would wrestle over there.
Yeah.
And then Santino Marella was the only male to wrestle in the women's Rumble.
Got it.
Well, that was another fun fact.
Must have been Biden's America where that was going.
R-Truth would be my guess. Last year in the women's Rumble.
R-Truth may have too. Yeah, you could point.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
It's
not happening in 2025, I don't think.
No.
Not on this guy's watch.
No. Well, Donald Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Is he?
Yeah, the president. Nice. He also got stunned by Stone Cold once.
He was also in Home Alone 2 and referenced in Country Grammar, as we touched on. Yes, that was confirmed, by the way.
A lot of pop culture.
Name checked in Country Grammar.
Yeah.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to take some of these phone calls?
Let's take some calls. What do you got on the Rumble?
Chris and Ludlow, what do you got on the Rumble?
I got Roman Reigns on the Rumble.
Okay.
Roman Reigns is coming back to excellence once again, Keith. You know that.
I do.
Cody Rhodes is the worst champion going. You're aware. He's going through the death spiral right now. He's wrestling Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens' existence as a wrestler is offensive to anybody who watches wrestling.
Hey, I like Kevin Owens.
He's terrible, Keith.
He's not terrible.
What's terrible? As somebody who has no idea what you two are talking about, why is he terrible? What makes him terrible?
He's terrible because his whole gimmick, Jones, is he's a prize fighter. And I'm a 37-year-old construction worker, and I keep myself in better shape than him. He's not fighting anybody. I'm not buying
fair.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, you probably are in better shape than Kevin Owens. I'll give him that.
He's out of shape.
Apparently, the ratings have gone down overall with Cody Rhodes as champion. Not a great champion. So Roman Reigns was champ for 4 years, Bill?
Yeah, it was something obnoxious.
It was kind of like enough is
1,200
enough.
1,200 days or something like that.
Yeah, and they didn't know who to give the belt to, and then they eventually gave it to Cody Rhodes, and like, there's this great story. But the problem is, Jones...
Mm.
The good guys make bad champions because the good guys is all about the chase and you want to knock off the bad guy. But then as soon as you become the champion, you're like, who are you doing this versus? Like, what are we doing
versus? So we got odds up on twitch.tv right now. So he was saying bet Roman. Is that a case to bet
That's
Roman
who
Reigns
he wants.
Or he's a Roman Reigns fan?
I think both.
Got it.
I think he likes Reigns. Yeah, Reigns had a great gimmick. Like, he was another one of these guys that like came in with a cool gimmick. Then he was like, nobody liked him. Then people really liked him. And then he was just on top for so long that he's been off for a while, I think. And then now I guess back.
That's what people want to see with the Chiefs. He's been on top for too long.
That's right. It's too much.
It's time to get knocked down a peg.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's in Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you? I was listening to you talk about wrestling, and I thought I'd just tell you a story quickly. Long, long time ago, early 80s, I used to deliver near Gold's Gym early in the morning. Wrestlers would come and go when they were here in Boston. Jimmy the Mouth of the South was there. We start talking, and I said, you know, I have a neighbor in Tewksbury. Their son is young. I go, he's got bad health. I said, boy, he'd love to meet Hulk Hogan. And he said to me, give me the address. And I said, we had no cell phones running then. I said, really? Sure enough, shortly thereafter, my neighbor calls me and says, Bob, you'll never believe who's here. This limousine just pulled up. Turned out Hulk Hogan showed. Jimmy the Mouth was with him. Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I don't recall the other wrestler. They went in, spent time, gave him stuff. They personally set up a limo to get him to the garden to see whatever the matches that were coming up. And to this day, that's something they talk about. The kid, he had cancer. He actually survived. And we just thought that was a good thing of
how about that, Bob?
That's incredible.
That's a wholesome story right there. How about that?
Well, I think John Cena has the record for like the most make-a-wishes like ever done.
Really?
Like, he's like one of the most requested guys, and he's done like
you've interviewed some of these wrestlers, right?
Some of them. I've interviewed more MMA guys than wrestlers, but yeah, okay. A handful. We had Chris Jericho, Daniel Bryan,
Adam Cole, although Cole's now in AEW. But yeah, I've had a pretty down-to-earth guys largely.
Yeah, like, actually,
were you,
yeah.
Were you saying this, Bill? Was that you, Nick? Somebody was saying that one
you
of them was
talking to Samoa Joe, right?
Is that what it was? Chilling
yeah,
out?
Yeah, we had Samoa Joe. He was just hanging out for like 20 minutes.
In the Jock Lounge. Just down there, yeah. Down there, we're spitballing the show and just hanging out, talking sports.
Well, most of these guys, I would say, like, they start wrestling in front of like eight people. And like, if as long as they like remember that a little bit, like I think most of them stay pretty humble.
Are a lot of them? They must be a lot of them ex-athletes, like high school football players,
Roman,
college football
Roman
players.
Roman Reigns played college football at Georgia Tech. Like right. A ton of them are like D1 college football players.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this? This is Tony from the 413. Hello, Tony.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo, what do you got?
Hey. So hey. I just want to say that I've been watching as a child. I'm 27 now. I took some years of hiatus watching WWE, but the last year, my father passed away, so I've been watching it with my uncle. He's super into it. Uncle Ed, shout out. But we've been going back and forth on who we think is going to win, and I really think it's going to be John Cena. He's got a couple under his belt now. This is his last run. I just got to say, John Cena, we're rooting for you, bro.
Okay. Hell yeah. Local ties. John Cena. He's like the fifth professional sport.
Yes.
Or the fifth team, I mean.
Yeah.
CT also.
I'm more of a CT guy, but wrestling, not my thing. But I will say, you hear a lot of this, and it's unfortunate circumstances for our caller there, but you hear a lot of this where people were out of it, you get back into it.
Happened to me. Yeah,
and you can pick right back up with it, right?
You definitely
can.
Like,
how many years did you take off?
At least eight. Like, I think when I went to, I watched it all through, like, as a kid through high school, because I was also, like, attitude era, so you're not going to miss any of that. And then when you get to college, you're like, all right, you got to give up some stuff. And so I didn't really watch it in college and the first bunch of years after college. And then legitimately what got me back into it was that 2011 Rumble at the Garden. And I was like, why did I stop watching this? This is fantastic.
So you hadn't been watching, you just randomly decided to go?
No, so DA, our Damon Mendolara, he had, like, an extra ticket. And he's like, you want to go to the Rumble? I was like, yeah. Yeah, I want to go to the Rumble.
And you hadn't even watching.
Haven't been watching. Picked it right up because they do. I mean, these old wrestlers show up all the time. So there's plenty of guys that like I knew, and like I certainly don't watch it all the time. But I watch Mania and Rumble every year, and then you keep up, especially on Twitter. They post highlights all the time. So like, I don't watch every week.
So
but,
this must have been after that when we were working together at night. You would put it on in studio. You'd be like, hey, I'd throw
Monday Night Raw on every Monday.
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I would.
Like, do you mind I put this on one of the TVs? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Throw that on. So that must have been after that.
And it goes through waves, too. Like, there are certain times where there's, like, really cool stuff or, like, good characters or good storylines, and you pay a little bit more attention. Then that goes away. You kind of fade away. But it's always there, no matter what.
So there you go. Keys to the Rumble.
Hell yeah.
And some Rumble thoughts from both Keith and
Billy. I agree with the
Billy.
Caller, though. I think I'll pick Cena. I think Cena wins. Billy, who do you think is going to win the Rumble?
Cena was low odds, right? Wasn't it plus 250? He was the first or second favorite. Who are you picking?
I'm torn between Cena and CM Punk.
Yeah.
I think the Cena, I agree with the caller. It's like his final, tour, so I think they'll give it to him.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Chick Magnet Punk.
Chick Magnet Punk.
Yeah, if the two of them are the last two left, that'll get like a huge
Cena and Punk,
pop.
Yeah,
people go crazy for that.
Okay. So you people lining up there on the phones for this. Maybe we'll take some of them in the bag, Keith.
Absolutely, we take calls in the bag.
Take some of these calls in the grab bag. 617-779-7937. Hang out there. We got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. We'll get you our clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.